Welcome to the FFI Practitioner Podcast. Today we're pleased to feature Dirk Younge and Leslie Voth from Pitcairn, one of the organizational members of FFI. Dirk and Leslie reflect on Pitcairn's evolution over 100 years into the multifamily office it is today. And now Leslie Voth, CEO, President, and Chair, let's have you talk about some key factors that have contributed to Pitcairn's longevity.
I think staying true our roots as a true family office or a family enterprise and the multi-generational approach that Dirk described to the governance as well as to the client experience. And we stayed authentic to who we were and yet learned a lot from the setbacks. From the setbacks, meaning there were some bumpy transitions where despite the brilliant plans that were put in place, the family couldn't stick with the plans. And we had to navigate some difficult transitions. That was traumatic for the family office. And yet we did it. And we learned a lot from that. And that was allowing us to go from this collective structure that we were, Dirk's dad and Dirk were so proud of. But despite the financial performance, it really didn't matter. It had outstanding for, you know, some family members wanted to abandon the plan. I entered right at that point and saw the trauma. I wasn't on the front end of it, so it wasn't my family, but I just observed. And so from that, you know, learning that you have to navigate setbacks and challenges and the lessons learned, what could we apply? At that time, Dirk had just reshaped the board to be a engaged board around the family enterprise because the core engine became the private trust company. And so that was really special. No one really had a family enterprise board like that, Dirk, with three generations, yeah, women on it. And that was, I felt, the start of a whole new opening for the family office to reimagine, rethink itself. But it came through some traumatic splits,
And I think Leslie and I have talked about this, but going from my grandfather, then my father, they were using the autocratic, yeah, command and control model, yeah, of governance, where we saw through our Wharton School experience the need to become more democratic and more inclusive. And as Leslie said, by bringing back the notion of using a family council to be side by side with the board of directors representing the corporateness, the family needed their voice. And it was the first time that we had females in key leadership positions. So that was certainly key to part of our longevity.
Yeah. And that, you know, that made a big impression on me. I'd come out of banking, which was conservative, and into the family office. And back then, banking really didn't have a lot of women even at the board table. So that was just, it was pretty impressive that it came in here and could help this family navigate a new era, open up a new chapter for the multifamily office. I focused first on the client experience. How did we go from the collective to households making decisions? The households got liquidity. It was mostly cash. And we had to, as a family office, navigate advice around their trust structures, which we planned, and the investments. And so it was a time of changing the client experience.
And Leslie was actually seen as one of our early quality czars. She is an extremely efficient communicator, and we relied on that as we were transitioning. One of the other things that we did, based on our holding company experience, where we compounded for 20 years at 15%, that meant that we were in the top 1% of asset managers. When we first opened our doors as Pitcairn Trust Company, we went to the marketplace as a outsourced chief investment officer with investment only. But yeah, you know, if you listen to the market, it'll tell you a lot. And what the market said is that investments were becoming a commodity, yeah, where what was unique was this full offering of family office services that had all the different financial and then family advice wrapped under the umbrella of a comprehensive family office platform.
Pitcairn has a long history of adapting to change and addressing the key financial needs of clients. Please share with us a bit about the strategic changes made that have proven to be so successful.
We really believe this is our purpose. And in the next century, we built a century plan. After I became the CEO in 2012, I realized that I had the ability to work with the team to change the trajectory of our firm. And in the marketplace, families can get lots of amazing investments, as Dirk said, but what they want is an advisor. And more importantly, they want to be helped as families navigate these transitions that can be so bumpy. I mean, the Pickering family, not alone in any of this. There's great research that's been done. But the 100-year plan for the century plan was really to say that this is our purpose to really help families navigate both the social side of capital, the financial capital and the social, help them make this transition and be able to deliver a world-class platform that brings resources and advisors to them when they need it, when they hit those bumps in their generational transition. And our communities in this country need families like the Pickerns to be there as employers and as philanthropists. And so we really try to help the families in a very unique way. We have world-class tools, training programs that we can access for the clients. And it really is our North Star to treat them more like the people than portfolios.
The private client market was becoming very competitive, but Leslie also, through her research, saw that increasingly the families that were client prospects for Pitcairn were coming with consultants, many of them members of FFI. Mm-hmm. And most of them would always ask, well, if you really are trying to sit on the same side of the table as this client family, are there any issues that we should know about that maybe fight with that positioning? And we had always prided ourselves on being stock pickers and bringing world-class products in the U.S. public market space. But those consultants and the families were becoming increasingly interested in firms that provided open architecture. So, Leslie, you might talk about that and that transition we had to go through, which was a big change.
Mm-hmm. The families, as Dirk said, were coming to us. They wanted advice beyond investments, and we weren't set up either. The investments was the economic engine. We were running a suite of funds, and it was really hard for us to be seen as sitting on the same side of the table as the clients, and a trend where in the industry, it was becoming important that you become an advisor that can sit on the same side of the table. So did a lot of research, and a pretty high stakes decision went to the board and recommended that we unwind the proprietary mutual funds. And it was very high stakes, but it was wonderful to see the board embrace it because client experience was a North Star. And for them, this was a fiduciary decision they had to make. And it was wonderful to watch that. Now, that was big change for us. So I was pretty terrified to implement it the day of as a positive change, but we were shedding the team that had gotten you to that point. And so those are high stakes decisions, but they were important decisions to make because just after that, we were able to open up the growth of the multifamily office in a meaningful way. We weren't just competing on the investment side. It was a very important time in the industry. We did our research, and we feel we were one of the only firms that did that.
We had to change from assets under management to assets under advisement, mm-hmm. which is a different mindset. We wanted to go from stock picking to manager selection. And we've done an outstanding job of that. Mm-hmm. Leslie's ability to do fundamental industry research and bring that perspective back to the company, where we always wanted to be best of breed, she's really excelled in that transition of a single family office to a multifamily office. Many single family offices have tried that move. Only a few have made that successfully.
Finally, Pitcairn has been very much involved in FFI and the family enterprise field for nearly 3 decades. I'd like to get your take on how FFI and family offices have evolved over this time and a note on the progress that's been made.
Yes, we were delighted to join FFI a very long time ago. I served on the board, served as treasurer. Over time, we've seen that FFI was a very unique professional organization in that it brings all kinds of multidisciplinary professionals together with the single point of trying to focus on family businesses initially. What I've seen happen, which is a transformation, is that FFI has gone from focusing on strictly just family businesses to now seeing families as family enterprises, which of course includes a family office. It includes family trusts. It includes family philanthropy.
Well, it's become even more global than when we first joined. And they also have a very high bar for thought leadership. So it's a wonderful place to go to get the current thinking of advisors. They also have people that are positive about navigating these things. And that, for me personally, was encouraging to see that other families, they could do this. They could get through these tough times. And they had the focus was to be helpful to families, much like we have that as our North Star. Dirk would come back from the conferences and immediately plop into my office and say, I heard this great speaker. I think we should have them in to talk to us and really help us think through an issue. I can't speak enough about the quality of the people that have been in this network that have helped us as a family enterprise navigate some really hard times.
Our thanks to Leslie Voth and Dirk Jungi from Pitcairn for joining us today. To learn more about FFI membership, visit www.ffi.org. This is Jordan Rich. Thank you for listening.